Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the Sand. I'll be right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. I don't mean get engaged, engaged. Don't do that to me. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always appreciate your time. And, you know, seriously, people, once you get the information, once you get rolling, right, you'll be unstoppable. I guarantee it. Because they don't know, they won't, not only will they not know what to do with you, they won't know really how to respond. They won't challenge you anymore, which really stings at times. But you know what I'm saying, right? Anyhow. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and working through these things. If you really want to help, though, you really like me as much as you say you do, and you want to help, I want to make sure that you know, head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Right, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll there. There's so much you can do. And then go over to MyPillow.com from there. MyPillow.com, where Mike Lindell's made it available, or easy, fairly easy, for us to be able to make money online. Something we haven't been able to do in a long time, or have a hard time doing anyway. So you go there, use promo code Joe, real simple, it's my name, J-O-E, promo code Joe, and that way, you'll get 30 to 70% off, depending on what you're buying, what you're spending, and all of that. And I think, I truly believe that you'll be very happy with what you buy. You'll be very happy with it. I mean, we've got this pillowcases, a whole bunch of stuff there. Right? Sheets, mattresses. I'm trying to figure it out. There's so much stuff there. Yeah. Dog beds. The dog beds. I've never really thought about buying dog beds. Anyway, always appreciate the time, again, that you spend with me. Head over there, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, and you'll make me a very happy camper. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember the I'll Be Back guy? Yeah, the one who cheated on his wife, had another son, never said anything, ignored the kid, those things. He said, remember, oh yeah, the best one he ever did, though, is, remember, Arnold's, right? Screw Your Freedoms. Remember that one? Which shows how much these people don't know about the Constitution. They really don't know. They don't understand why those were put in place. They have not a clue. recently interviewed by the BBC. He said that he thinks he would make a great president. Yeah, he made a lousy governor. He's very tough on screen, very weak in person. You know what I mean? I mean, here in California, he ran as a Republican governor. There was a joke going around when he was when he became governor that the Republicans actually had to wear name tags because he didn't know who they were. He didn't take the time to get to know them. After they whooped his after they whooped his behind, I'll put it that way. He tried to put some pieces in place. He called them a bunch of girly boys. They got mad at him, and they just beat down what he tried to put through. He decided at that point in time to become friends with the left, not realizing they were just going to suck him in and really didn't care. Now, to the interviewer's credit, he pointed out that Arnold's overseas birth disqualifies him from running. And you may recall the pandemic, Arnold scolded Americans about wearing masks, famously saying, screw your freedoms. You know, he called, at one point, he called for some really young blood during an interview about the upcoming 2024 elections. He said, as an 80-year-old president, Biden, 77-year-old Donald Trump, they remain front runners. He said, I just had hoped that America can find some really young blood, Schwarzenegger told me. Look, I want younger people in there, too. I'd like to see younger people go to Congress, go to the Senate. They have a pulse on what's going on today. But they need to truly understand and know what the Constitution is. They truly need to know what made this country great. They truly need to know what we did to find to become so successful. Now, there's people sitting there right now going, oh, right, because it truly is equal for everyone. No, that's why, you know, again, I think that's why it starts off with in order to form a more perfect union. We keep trying. We keep chasing. We keep going after peace, tranquility. We have to work at it. It doesn't fall in your lap. And I agree with him. I wish we had younger people. But they have to be younger people who really know the country, who really know what their role is, what their job is. You're not a dictator as president. Right? And listen, it's not just the comment he made, or no, it's just not the fact that he was born in another country that disqualifies him. It's the fact that he so flippantly told us to screw our freedoms. No, thank you. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. Right? You just part of the solution. You know what the answers are. You know what the truth is. And you step out on that truth. It's really that simple. Hey, check out the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com, where you can watch live. Listen live. There's so much going on there, and give us a thumbs up on the stories. And you can, again, you can get involved in the chat room. I keep telling you, there's smarter people than myself in the chat room, whether you believe it or not. And you'll get so much more out of them than me. Is that proper English? Because I know some of you guys like to razz me on proper English. all right. I love this stuff. And we see this on a regular basis. And it's about time because over the years, somehow, somebody decided that being religious in any way, shape, manner, or form means that you can't be part of the government at all. So a Trump-appointed federal judge, don't you love how these titles hit? Trump-appointed, Obama-appointed, this appointed, that appointed. I don't know if the narrative would change if we just dropped those, you know, Trump, Obama, whatever, right? But a Trump-appointed federal judge rules Colorado can't exclude preschools from funding programs over religious status, and it's true. Look, if you have a reading program that a local school doesn't have, a local public school doesn't have, but it's offered at a religious school or a private school of some kind, and there's a fee involved, the Supreme Court's already ruled that you can use public funds to pay for those classes. If you have to send kids there, if you have to have kids in those classes, or if they offer them to the public as a whole. Now, the problem is that the people on the far, far left think that you're not allowed to do. Well, it's not true. Again, my favorite story when it comes to this stuff is that the guy that they say wanted a separation of church and state apparently drank a lot. That's right. I have proof that Thomas Jefferson drank a lot. Thomas Jefferson regularly held religious / Christian services in a federal building every Sunday. At one point, attendance grew to 2,000, or over 2,000, actually. He had the hymns, or the music for the hymns, played by a military band. So he used federal resources, being the meeting hall. He used the military band to play religious songs. And that seems to be, that was okay. But he wanted a separation of church and state. Obviously, he didn't know what that meant. But a federal judge ruled Saturday, as SCOTUS has already ruled in favor of this, federal judge ruled Saturday that Colorado can't exclude a Christian school from the state's universal preschool program just based on its religious beliefs. Darren Patterson's Christian Academy filed a lawsuit in June after the state official said that participating in a universal preschool program required hiring employees who are not Christians and changing a school policy requiring the use of bathrooms or pronouns that correspond with biological sex. Well, the U.S. District Court judge, he issued a preliminary injunction Saturday blocking the state from excluding the school from the program. Now, it provides four-year-olds and some other children in the state with a minimum of 15 free hours of free preschool every single week based on the protected beliefs. Now, indeed, he went on to say, indeed, exclusion of preschool is inherently anti-universal, and denying participation based on one's protected beliefs or speech is not equitable. Now, the state's universal preschool program, it was signed into law by Democrat Governor Jared Polis in 2022. It was launched during 2023. And the Department of Early Childhood requires program participants to agree that they will not discriminate on the basis of categories like religion, gender, gender, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Now, the Alliance Defending Freedom, love it, very upset over this. I'm sorry. Very, very happy over this. Right? They said that they were grateful that the court protected the school's ability to participate without compromising. Nobody should have to compromise their beliefs. Now, I know that somebody's going to write, because I get them. I get emails, ridiculous emails, you know, over some of the things that I love with the Christian stuff when they come back and they say to me, so you must believe in slavery, because your Bible's filled with slavery. Well, that is a teaching and a story for another day, but frankly, it's not the kind of slavery that you saw the black people or the black community or the African community have to endure. To go on, the Constitution is clear the government may not deny participation in a public program simply due to the school's internal religious exercises. Now, two Catholic schools are also filed a lawsuit, right, against the department, alleging, because they were excluded from the program as well. Would you, look, if you don't want your son or daughter around a cross or a statue of Jesus or Mary or whatever, I don't care, whatever it is, then don't send them to that particular program. You're not forced to go to these programs. If you don't, and I have atheist friends and Jewish friends that send their kids to Catholic schools because of the training, because of the teaching, because of the discipline. They don't let that other stuff get in their way. If your kid, if you need daycare, if you need a day school, if you want your kids to learn something, and that doesn't bother you, it shouldn't be unavailable because some bureaucrat decides that you can't have anything near religion. You know, just amazing. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, some of the stories you guys send me, I need you to take a look to make sure you really, really understand what they're about. There is a new wave. There's no way around it. There's a new wave of gender ideology, you know, coming down the pike. And a Catholic diocese of Worcester, Massachusetts, well, they're implementing a controversial gender policy that will affect over 5,000 students. Let's see what that is when we come back, huh? What do you think? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. During a joint press conference with the Australian Prime Minister, President Biden addressed the election of Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House. When asked if he was concerned about Johnson attempting to overturn the 2024 election results if Biden were reelected, he said,
I was not worried that the last guy would be able to overturn the election. They have about 60 lawsuits and all the way to the Supreme Court, and every time they lost.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has introduced a bill aimed at combating hazing. The Stop Campus Hazing Act, presented by the Democratic lawmaker in collaboration with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana, mandates that colleges and universities report on-campus hazing incidents.
After 4 decades of ownership, Gregory's Restaurant and Bar in the Jersey Shore has relinquished its claim on the Taco Tuesday trademark, paving the way for any restaurant to use it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tajibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby. We're back. Joe, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, engage. Help out and engage. All right, I was talking about a new change in this gender ideology idea in the Catholic diocese. And in Worcester, Massachusetts, and Massachusetts seemed to go the way of a very liberal way of thinking. The diocese has recently unveiled a new gender policy. Now, they think it's going to impact about 5,000 students across 21 Catholic schools. And the left is losing their minds over it. Now, the new policy endorses the mandates of students to comport themselves in a manner consistent with their biological sex, and the church will uphold the longstanding teachings of its principles. Now, the funny thing about this is, if you send your kid there, you know what the Catholic Church teaches. You know what they believe about abortion and life and sexuality, all of that. They have, in recent years, fired same-sex teachers, first for lying about what they believe, lying about being married or not married. I mean, you can fire them for lying. Now, the comprehensive policy was issued back in August. It stipulates that any form of bullying, now think about this, harassment or violence based on sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity will not be tolerated. Makes sense. If you find out somebody's gay, you find out somebody's transgender, you have no right to make them feel bad or beat on them or hurt them in any way, shape, manner, or form. With the exception of, as the church would say, no, you are a male. End of discussion. Now, despite the policy, some on the left that is, you know, are really having a problem with it. The church says that students' biological sex takes precedence over their self-identified gender. Right? The directive, you know, if you look at the aspects of school life encompassing athletics and dance and dress code, right? Even the documents of the church. Now, there will be very few exceptions. They'll be taken on a case-by-case basis, and the principal will have to look into them. Now, the policy draws inspiration from Pope Francis's vocal disapproval of what he terms new wave gender ideology. I mean, this, I'm sorry to my Catholic friends, this man is quite confused at times. Seriously. And I'll explain that in a minute. The church's position is rooted in the belief that the ideologies blur the lines between the inherent distinction between men and women. I mean, the Pope himself has said God created man and woman and all others. No, man and woman. The Pope emphasized the importance of understanding the acceptance of one's body as God designed it. But the problem is they don't believe, well, first of all, you got some that don't believe in God. And secondly, they believe that it was a mistake. God probably designed him as a girl, and the body went in the opposite direction. Now, the diocese policy goes on to say that they seek to ensure respect for each individual dignity while maintaining the church's doctrine. Just because you come out as transgender, gay, or lesbian doesn't give you the right to pound on your dignity. Doesn't give you the right to belittle you. It doesn't mean I have to agree with you. That's the other thing. Our kids have been taught that if you don't agree with them, right, then you're shaming them. You're hurting them. You're hating them. The diocese went on and released a statement saying that we must always respect the sacred dignity of each individual person. That doesn't mean the church has to accept the confused notion of these of secular ideologies. They're right. They have scripture. They believe in their God because of scripture. They believe that the scripture is inherent of God, given by God. Yes, to man. Would you want to give it to a giraffe to write it? I mean, seriously. Right? For our instruction, for our health, for our learning, for our betterment. You don't get to change it because you don't agree with it. Right? Now, the LGBTQ groups in Worcester, they've expressed disappointment. They're pushing back on the policy. They say it encourages students to suppress their identities and perpetuates a culture of shame. No, it doesn't. It says this is what God believes. This is what God put forward. If you're having a problem with it, there's two things. You can either get rid of God or help yourself get the help you need, right, to get in line, to get healthy, whatever you want to call it. Joshua Croak, representing a nonprofit, Love Your Labels, he's criticized the policy for its potential harm and perceived history of anti. Isn't that funny? Anytime you don't agree with a gay or a lesbian, a transgender, bisexual, whatever, you're anti. Well, I'm not anti any human. Let's put it that way. I am anti what they do sometimes. I'm anti what they represent. You know, Nancy Pelosi saying the MS-13 gangs who were out raping and killing young girls are not animals, which is really funny because for those who don't believe in God, they believe we are all animals, right? And what does she want to call them? They're all God's children. No, they're not. I get another story for another day. They might all be God's creations, but they sure as heck aren't all God's children. Anyway, the Roman Catholic Church, according to one person, said their stance on LGBTQ issues have generated a lot of confusion, but it's due to their little nuanced positions. I don't know what they're talking about. First of all, no church should throw out anyone who's known to be gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever the 26 letters are. Because where else are they going to hear the real gospel of Jesus Christ? Where else are they going to learn about the love of Christ? Right? I mean, seriously, that is certain things you don't accept, you don't put up with, if you would. But that's different. It doesn't mean you throw them out. Christ hung around with sinners. Why did he do that? Because they were sick. They were sinners. They needed help. They needed guidance. Right? Pope Francis has recently declared that homosexuality is not a crime, but he also considers it a sin. Right. So, the Bible's specific about homosexuality. Right? It's not a crime to be gay. It's not a crime to have gay sex. Right? But The Bible is very specific and very different. Not every sin in the Bible is a crime. You know, a secular crime, if you would. They can't seem to separate the secular stuff from the spiritual stuff, from the godly stuff, if you would. I just find that just totally amazing, which shows you they really don't accept, tolerate, or believe what you believe, even though they may say they do. Right? Many states have implemented or proposed laws that restrict transgender rights, particularly affecting transgender girls participating in girls' sports. Yeah, well, what about the rights of the... What about the rights of the cisgender people? Do they have rights? And do their rights hold any water at all? Or is it any time you feel like whatever it is you want to feel like, your rights trump my rights? Right? We don't... They always talk about science. You know, so they've kind of dropped that a little bit. You want to talk about silence? You want to talk about the difference between men and women? You want to talk about the difference between a girl's physique, muscle structure, and the whole nine yards? I'm telling you, take the body down to skeletal remains. You can tell whether it's a female body or a male body. You can't get away from science. States like Kansas, North Dakota, Wyoming, they've taken measures to regulate participation in sports, as well they should. These girls are getting hurt. They beat their brains out all their lives from fourth and fifth grade to become experts in their sport, and a male knocks them out. For all intents and purposes, it is a male. Male muscle mass, male muscle strength, male physique. Not cool. Finish up on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
A pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. You know, and the way you do that is you get informed, right? There's no other way to talk about this or a way to be. I just got a note from somebody during the break. And they are backing someone in California, in Los Angeles, as a DA for against Gascon. Gascon's a nightmare. Just a nightmare. Crime's up. He doesn't care. He doesn't see a problem with what's going on. We have people that won't leave their homes at night. Got a group of people that actually didn't do their homework. And they're backing somebody that won't, just because, and that really won't make a difference. And the response to me when I said something was, well, they're better than Gascon. Really? Is that how we do it now? We don't know that. There's other people in this particular race. They need to check them all out first. And that's why I say, get informed. We've put people in place that were a nightmare. Back to my Catholic story. Really, I mean, the left is going crazy because the Catholic Church in Worcester, Massachusetts has taken a stance on, you know, the transgenderism stuff. And what they don't realize is, again, the Catholics and most Christians, they have scripture to back this stuff up. They're going to live by scripture. They're going to live by what the current temperature is. You know, there is a saying by many churches that say we walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by what we see. We don't walk by what our senses say. We walk by what the Word of God tells us to do, how to look at things. Now, several social media users expressed their thoughts on the incident. One Twitter user wrote that, "I disagree with the Catholic Church on almost everything. Not this one. Got to protect women's sports rights." Another user wrote, "See, I agree with this principle, but it concerns me when a kid has made false promises, and now when a kid has made false promises, now has to switch back. I don't know what that means." Right? That they entered the race as a girl when they're a boy, or vice versa. Right? I don't know. But if we teach these kids about truth, if we give them the unadulterated truth of these issues, and we don't allow them to get sucked in, then they'll always have the truth to fall back on. You won't have to worry about it. You won't have to worry about them being confused as to what to say, where, and how. I remember being with my oldest son, and my ex-wife called. And at the time, we really weren't getting along, but I was just about ready to tell her I'm not here. And I swear, God hit me upside the head with a spiritual iron pan, a frying pan. And basically said, "Really, you're going to teach the kid how to lie? Then it's okay to lie. That's what you're going to tell him." And I had to stop and think. And I said to him, "Tell your mom, not a good time for us to talk. I will not come to the phone." And he remembers that. And we've talked about it. And it was a big deal. So we all know that Mike Johnson was elected the Speaker of the House today. Right? And even before he had done anything, all the usual suspects on the left lost their cotton-picking minds over this. Right? They couldn't even wait to set out a narrative to, he's in. Nothing you can do about it. He won, fair and square. Nothing you can do about it. And they had a meltdown. Many of them had a meltdown over this. Right? He was unanimously elected by a Republican majority to lead the House. Now, according to an email statement posted to X, Twitter, by Punchbowl News founder Jake Sherman, President Joe Biden's 2024 campaign strongly condemned the election of Johnson. Despite Biden's congratulations in an official statement from the White House. So Joey is confused whether he's in his campaign or in the White House. So the campaign says it's the worst thing that's ever happened to mankind. Joe B. congratulates him. Anybody home? And you guys just made fun of the Catholic Church? Saying they were confused? Right. MAGA Mike is what they're calling him. They say his ascension to speakership cements the extreme MAGA takeover of the House. We told you this was going to happen. Send us more money. That's exactly what this is about. You know it. Amar Moose is a spokesman for the Biden campaign. He had nothing nice to say about this. They sent out emails about him already. I love this. Right? They called him an insurrectionist. Gee, why wasn't he charged with anything? Wasn't he there the same day? Had to run the same way? This is a nightmare. Couldn't get any worse. MAGA Mike is an insurrectionist. He's anti-abortion, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-Social Security, anti-Medicare, anti-democracy. Well, he should be anti-democracy, because we're not a democracy. All right, that easy. And being the fact that he's, one writes, I love this, that he's now second in line to the presidency of the American people deserve better. Wow. And you're okay with Kamala Harris? Okay. And I'm supposed to take you seriously? God bless. Oh, and another peach puts out a tweet. That's right, Representative Omar. She said, the GOP has made a mega extremist the Speaker of the House. What's his notable achievements? He's architect of overturning the election. Did they overturn the election? I didn't catch that. I must have missed that one. Seeks abortion ban. Voted against LGBTQ rights. Wants to gut Social Security. Boy, the Republicans now have embraced and the extreme right. Which is really funny coming from her. The extreme left. Where some of her people want nothing to do. Shifty Schiff. Can we start calling him lying Shifty Schiff? Because that's true. That's what it is. He said, don't bother Googling Mike. I can help you out here. He's a hard right pro-Trump leading election denier in the House. Sadly, this is what passes for speaker material at the Republican conference. Adam, have you met your president? I mean, seriously. AOC and a bunch of other pearls of wisdom. Right? No proof. None, he hasn't been charged. Hasn't been arrested. She said he was a key architect of the January 6th strategy to overturn the U.S. election. Really? She put up a post of him leading the crowd that's booing and telling a congressional correspondent to shut up when asked about it. Funny, I don't think I've ever seen her put up a post about Joe B. telling her to shut up, telling people to shut up. Never put up a post about KJP, right, telling some of the news people that they weren't worth a darn. Think about all this stuff. It's great. Anyway. So you wonder why sometimes we question, and I don't know how clinical social workers are like this, but we go into situations we think because somebody's a teacher or a social worker or what have you, they got some credibility. Right? They got some creds. No. No. They have video of a leftist who tore down posters of Jewish hostages, right? Called Jews dogs. When somebody tried to stop her from doing it, she told them to go F themselves. And she's a clinical social worker that works with your kids. What do you think of that? Really, is this what you want in your schools? This the kind of person that's going to be teaching your kids how to say what to say, how to deal? Now, she's supposed to have compassion for kids, no matter what. Shouldn't matter what. Look, it's a Christian male. I shouldn't have less sympathy, less want to help a Muslim kid, a Jewish kid, an atheist kid, a whatever kid. It should not be the reason why I decide to help somebody or not help somebody. They don't get that. And you know who they is. They don't get it. And for a social worker to call a child, a Jewish kid, a dog, is unforgivable. In her line of work, unforgivable. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, write it down, you'll need it sometime. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join me. Always enjoy your time with me. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day.